Hey, good afternoon. I'm Desiree Moses coming to you live from Austin, Texas at South by Southwest. Mm-hmm. We are at the Schultz Beer Garden where Indigo D'Souza just performed a set. Thanks for joining us, Indigo. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Mm-hmm. The new album, All of This Will End, dropping at the end of the month. You know, after the success of your last album, can you talk about sort of what your approach was going into this one?
I have always naturally just written songs about whatever I'm feeling since I was 9 years old. And so, yeah, I don't really think about what a record is going to sound like. It just sounds like whatever the songs sound like that I wrote within like the period of time between records. And so, yeah, it's kind of up to chance in a way.
So you mentioned that you started songwriting very young. I read that when you first started songwriting and you were learning, you learned a lot of the old like folk standards that you mm-hmm. would practice on guitar. Now I think what's so captivating about your music is that you don't necessarily adhere to a typical song structure all the time. So can you talk about when you came to the notion of, hey, I can play around with form a little bit?
Yeah, I think for me the switch happened when I went from, there was just a switch where I went from thinking that things had to be structured a certain way to be a song, because that's what I was taught, verse and chorus and bridge and all that. And then I think it was when I started getting into underground music, which was something that other people showed me. Like I made friends who showed me underground music and showed me like Elliott Smith. And I remember like someone giving me a Morrissey tape. And I just started realizing that music could be whatever you want it to be, and that it actually doesn't have to have any certain form or structure. And I kind of started feeling more free about the way I was writing.
Well, we're going to take a listen back to your performance of Smog for KUTX this morning. Smog, a track from the upcoming album, All of This Will End. Can you tell us how this song came together before we get into it?
Yeah, Smog, I wrote in like the height of the pandemic, and I was living alone, and I lived in a neighborhood, and there were always people mowing their lawns around me. And I just remember getting on my nerves so much because the machine hum is like, I just don't like machine hums.
And where were you living?
I was living in Asheville in a neighborhood.
Cool.
Yeah. I just remember like it was so noisy during the daytime, but at nighttime it was really quiet. And so I could record music and kind of thrash around and do whatever I wanted in my house. And so, yeah, Smog is kind of about that.
Well, let's go ahead and take a listen. Indigo D'Souza performing Smog live from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
I talk too much when I'm nervous. I give too much away. And you might think I'm trying to freak, but I'm really just trying to hang. I don't think I deserve it. I don't think anything. I just sit down and shut up and hope they don't. Looking out through the smog, I'm already gone. You can't can't make this stuff up. I come alive. Thanks for having us.
I'm Desiree Moses, live from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas at Schultz Beer Garden. Indigo D'Souza just performed a set, and we're chatting about her upcoming album, All of This Will End. It drops at the end of the month, and it features another track, Younger and Dumber, that we played on New Rock Now on WNRN. Indigo, if you could tell us about this one, and then we'll listen back to your live performance from the set.
Yeah, Younger and Dumber is, I really just wrote it kind of like as a love letter to my child self, just to it's kind of like an ode to the fact that all experiences that you have throughout your life kind of form who you are. And so if you hadn't been through what you'd been through, you wouldn't be who you are. And I think when I was writing the song, I felt really aware of that, that I wouldn't even be writing that song if I hadn't been through the hardships that I've been through. Whereas I think other times in my life I've maybe spent some time resenting the horrible things that have happened to me in my life, where, I mean, everyone has those things and has traumas, but I think when I wrote the song, it was like coming to a place of acceptance for those things and almost appreciation just for the way that it's formed me as a human.
Well, let's go out with this one. Indigo D'Souza performing Younger and Dumber live from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Indigo, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with WNRN today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.